Go to verse 12. Now therefore I beg you, swear to me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that you also will show kindness to my father's house and give me a true token. And spare my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters, and all that I have, and deliver our lives from death. So the men answered her, our lives for yours, if you tell this business of ours, and it shall be, when the Lord has given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with you. I want you to notice to me that it's interesting that she has concluded that the destruction was coming regardless of what she did. She understands a very crucial fact, and that is that it will not change the plan of God what she does. If God decides to use somebody else, or if he uses some other means, she recognizes that she is not going to stop the progress of what God is going to do. And so her only hope is to embrace it. Her only hope is to trust in that God and ignore the people. You know, the truth is, it would have just been as simple for her to turn them in. You realize what kind of national hero? You want a life-changing moment? Now, think about this for a moment. She's got two options here, and both of them can turn her life differently. One option is to trust in the God of those people that are camped out there, because I'm convinced that he's going to destroy this place and I need help in escaping that. That's option one. Option two might have been, let's just turn them in. When everybody finds out that Rahab was willing to thwart the plan of those people out there and turn these spies in over to them, she becomes a national hero to them, and maybe she escapes her past that way. She has options here. But she decides to put her allegiance and her trust in the hands of God. She acts upon her desire for salvation. That's a New Testament concept, by the way, as well. New Testament writer Luke records for us, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Luke 13:3. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You know what the scariest part of a verse like that to me is? Is that I'm not the brightest bulb in the tray. See, I told you. Right there proves it. But when you have an exception to something, right, you've got to have a rule, right? You can't have an exception if there's not a rule in place. And so when he says, except ye repent, there's got to be a counter rule of some kind to that. And the rule is, ye shall all likewise perish. Rahab understood in her own world what Luke 13:3 is about. She understood what that thought is about. Except I honor God, I will perish like everybody else is going to perish here in Jericho, because it's coming. And so she's got to decide. She has a desire for salvation that is motivating her to do the right thing. And I would hope that all of us sitting here would do the same, that our desire to be saved would motivate us to do that which is right in the eyes of God. God said that someday in flaming fire, seeking vengeance upon those that know not God and obey not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Again, I don't love to preach those texts. I find no personal thrill or excitement about having to talk about the idea that this world is going to come to an end someday, and that God said he said through the Apostle Paul that in flaming fire, that vengeance, retribution, condemnation is coming. I don't take any personal great liking to that concept, but it doesn't change the truth of it. Devastation's coming to Jericho. Pick Rahab. Make your call on this, because it's coming and you're convinced it's coming. And there's again, and this sermon can just keep preaching. I'm going to move to the next point, I promise. But to think about, here's Rahab. She's got to decide, how convicted am I about this? Who am I really convinced about this? And will I react to that conviction? And a lot of people today know the truth, but will you react with conviction to it? Verse 14 again. So the men answered her, our lives for yours, if none of you tell this business of ours, and it shall be when the Lord has given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with you. Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was on the city wall and dwelt on the wall. That's a fascinating aspect, by the way, how the walls fall flat and her house it survived, but that's God's plan, right? And it works. God says it works. And she said to them, get to the mountain and lest the pursuers meet you. Hide there 3 days until the pursuers have returned. Afterward, you may go your way. And so she secures them, being offered a promise of protection when they come. God was going to give the Israelites the land. We've already noticed that. And offers them an interesting manner of escape. I'll let you over the wall. Now, doesn't God seem really intelligent now? Leads these two men to end up in one of the very few locations that would allow for escape. Think about that for a second. They end up in a place that happens to be on the wall, and you're not going to walk out the gate when they realize two spies are running amok inside the walls. They're not going to just open up the gates and say, anybody and everybody just come on back and forth, back and forth. They're going to lock that place down. The only way out is over the wall. And oh, by the way, Rahab just happens to live on the wall. Not coincidence, by the way. Let me give you without being overly dramatic, but her reputation would have allowed for people to come and go and come and go and come and go with maybe little notice. It would have been not uncommon for her neighbors to see people coming and leaving, right? And so there's wisdom in why they choose Rahab. And then you add the fact that Rahab's already become a person of faith, even though the spies don't know it until they get there. Rahab's already a person of faith when they arrive. This isn't something they convinced her of. Isn't that interesting? That she has already drawn all these conclusions about God and the people and what's going to happen. She's drawn all those conclusions. To my knowledge, the spies haven't said a word. They haven't said a word about these things. God knows how to work. God knows how to use circumstances and events and people. God